Jordan, the first question I look at is Jakub Voracek. What is up with Voracek? He's pointless, and he's only playing about 15 and a half minutes a night.
Yeah, it's been interesting with his minutes. When the Flyers hired Alain Vigneault, we thought that there was a possibility that he would maybe have a little difficulty meshing with his style of play or his preferred system, which is really hard on pace, a lot of effort and sustaining possession. And Jake Voracek's a skilled player. He's a bit of an east-west player, skilled guy that can make plays, but isn't always a north-south guy. Sometimes takes risks and it leads to turnovers. So what do you know, three games in, he gets demoted to the third line in the team's third game. Demoted to the team's fourth line in the third game of the season, and then he comes out and last night he plays on the third line and only plays 15 minutes a game. Not exactly his MO. He's typically a top six guy that's going to lead your team in assists. So right now I think Vigneault's trying to figure out what Voracek brings, and I think Voracek's trying to figure out what Vigneault wants. And I think if they can find a happy medium, I think Voracek will start putting up some points. But I think it's a little bit of some growing pains between head coach and player.
When I take a look at this lineup, there's made some adjustments. They brought people in. But did you expect that the number one center between Giroux and Ryan Dreamsdyke would be Hayes? Was that the logical choice here?
That was not at all. All the beat writers and everyone that follows the team closely thought that he was pegged as the number two center, and that Sean Couturier would be the first line center with Claude Giroux on his left wing. Claude Giroux moving to left wing is actually what kind of sparked Sean Couturier's breakout, and he's had two really good seasons. He's only 26, and those two just seem like they're perfect together. That's what everyone expected. That's actually what was pinned in camp and the preseason, and then right before the opener, Alain Vigneault kind of threw everyone a curveball and had Hayes play with Giroux, and Sean Couturier played second line center, and so that was surprising. Kevin Hayes does a lot. He plays both special teams units, plays tough minutes. He's exactly what the Flyers want to do in terms of being tough to play against, big body down the middle, sustains possession because he can protect the puck when he gets it into the zone. And the funny thing is, while everyone was a little confused by Hayes being the first-line center, the Flyers' best line easily has been the second line, with Sean Couturier centering two really young, talented kids and Travis Konecny and Oscar Lindblom. They've actually been the main positive for the Flyers. So it's ironically kind of worked out for the second line. We haven't seen everything click, though, for that first line yet.
Jordan Hall joins us to discuss the Philadelphia Flyers. They are in town tonight. Losers last night in Calgary. Carter Hart, of course, will get the start in goal. He's 2-0-1 in his three starts at the sparkly 938 save percentage, 1.62 goals against average. And the Flyers, though, a lack of offense from a lot of their big gunners. Defensively, though, they're pretty sound in those games. He's only faced 80 shots, just over 26 shots per game. I know Brian Elliott had to be pretty good last night, but Alain Vigneault, I'm guessing, well, he wants some more offense from Giroux and Couturier and Voracek and Van Riemsdyk. The overall team defense, is he happy with?
He is. Last night he was not. That was the first game last night when they lost 3-1 to the Calgary Flames. That was the first game out of their four that they really weren't in control of the pace and dictating tempo. Even in the 3-2 shootout loss to the Canucks, the first of this Western Canada trip that they have, they actually outshot Vancouver. They held them to 24 shots, and they really controlled things. And then obviously, unfortunately, lost in a skills competition. But that's exactly what Alain wanted, was to really control tempo, sustain possession. And that was a problem with the Flyers last season. They had a minus 37 goal differential. They gave up the third most goals per game last season. Just way too free, way too careless. Their general manager, Chuck Fletcher, harped on bad habits on the ice, and that's why they brought in Alain Vigneault, an experienced coach who has built up three teams into winning programs, and they're trying to get that here. So they've been overall pretty happy with the defensive structure and really Their main thing is not exactly just being great defensively, but it's really controlling play offensively. And if they control play offensively, then they're playing less defense. Three out of the four games, I think they've done that. And I think the thing that is a little scary is that I think Calgary last night really took them by surprise with their speed, and the size advantage that the Flyers had didn't really factor in. And I think that's a little worrisome going into tonight against a team like the Oilers that can really just blow you away with speed and skill. I'm really anxious to see how the Flyers' tough-to-play-against mentality with size and possession will how they'll combat the Oilers' speed and skill. So, yeah, they're looking for more offense, but I think overall I think they've been pretty satisfied with what they're getting defensively.
Taking a look at the Philadelphia Flyers with Jordan Hall, the NBC Philadelphia Flyers report. They're in town to take on the mighty Edmonton Oilers, who return home after a four-game road trip. Jordan, the Philadelphia Flyers rejigged their defensive core, their back end. How is this meshing so far, led by Evan Prokhorov signing that big, what was it, 6 or 7 year deal?
Yeah, it's been good. That was one of the key focuses of their offseason, was shoring up their defense. They have two, obviously, as you said, two young, talented guys, and Ivan Provorov, 22, and Shane Gostisbehere, who's only 26. Both offensively talented guys that can move the puck, but really had some growing pains last year and didn't really have any veteran presences to kind of turn to and rely on. They really were expected to shoulder the load, and both had down years. They went out and they brought in Matt Niskanen, 32-year-old, has won a cup, has played in 125 postseason games, and then they brought in Justin Braun, a guy that's been in San Jose his entire career, kind of a stay-at-home guy, but real steady, understands goal prevention, and has really helped them too, and he's played in 84 playoff games. So two experienced 32-year-olds to kind of complement their young, talented guys, and so far it's been pretty good. Matt Niskanen's been easily their best defenseman through four games. He's been as advertised, and it's exactly what they wanted. And Justin Braun's been pretty good, too, real active with his stick, and has kind of taken the pressure off of guys like Provorov, Gostisbehere, Travis Sanheim, and kind of taken the load. So far it's been good. It's a big reason why they're allowing fewer goals. When they're in their zone, it's short and sweet. In their own end, it's short and sweet, and they're moving the puck back up north. Braun and Niskanen were two guys with track records of doing that, and so far they've seen that. But I think they're going to get their biggest challenge tonight in Edmonton.
Who do you see as the matchup defensively and as a line up against McDavid, Draisaitl?
A great question. We don't quite know exactly, like you said, the matchups. Sean Couturier is a do-it-all guy. He was a Selke finalist two seasons ago. Actually, the Selke runner-up two seasons ago, and they almost always put Couturier's line up against the team's best line. That may change, though, with Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes is kind of a guy very similar to Couturier, big, defensive-minded, plays tough minutes, kind of like Couturier. So I think it could be Kevin Hayes, Claude Giroux, and then maybe James Van Riemsdyk, bigger bodies, but I'm not sure if that line is going to be fast enough to kind of combat what McDavid and Draisaitl bring. So my prediction, I think, will be Couturier, Travis Konecny, and Oscar Lindblom will play against that big line for Edmonton, in the sense that they're young, they're all quick, and it's been the best line so far too. So it just makes sense that they'll play against the best line and play the most minutes. That would be my guess so far.
Jordan, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you so much. You too. I appreciate you guys having me.